Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
I have an article that came out today in Zero Hedge on the F-35. I don't know if the folks do it, but I write a lot on defense reform matters. And the F-35 is supposed to be our new superjet. You know, we've been developing it since 1994. Ultimately, if the program goes as they say it's going to go, it's going to cost us $1.7 trillion. $1.7 trillion. As of now, 30 years after we started development on it, it just got certified for full rate production, which is a category, it's a status that you reach. But it doesn't really deserve to be. But the thing that's really interesting is the General Administration performed a study, GAO, and they found that if you look at the results, that maybe 70% of all F-35 jets are not combat capable. 70% of over 600 jets are not combat capable. And the way they do things, though, is they list two stats. They call something mission capable. So if I tell you that a fighter jet is mission capable, Bob, what do you think
of that?
You're
going to think it's fine.
It could fly, right? Yeah. It can fight. It can shoot its missiles.
What else would you think mission capable means?
Right. Well, so right now they're claiming that 55% of F-35s are mission capable. But all that means is that it can perform some kind of mission. So that mission could be testing. It could be show of force. It could be publicity. So it does. Mission capable
has nothing. It could be parked in the hangar and used as a school to learn your proper pronouns in the military.
So there's another category of readiness called full mission capability. So full mission capability is what you and I probably would normally think of what mission capability is. That means it can actually complete all the missions for which it was contracted or designed to do. So the full mission capability rates vary from 15 to 30%. 15% for the Marine Corps version of the F-35, that's the one that takes off vertically and lands vertically. Only 15%. So theoretically, 85% of those Marine Corps F-35s could not be capable of conducting combat missions. We don't know what the real number is, but given all the other problems with the F-35, for example, the fact that its guns can't shoot straight, that its engines overheat, all the other problems it has with it, and then, you know, 30% overall. So I guess the whole point is not just with the F-35, but these standards, the mission capability standard and the full mission capability standard, are standards that are used to supposedly let Congress know and the American public know how ready the U.S. military is. For example, they use the same standards on our Navy. And the Navy said, they're trying to get to a 50% mission capability rate. So what they're saying is 50% of the ships will be able to do some kind of mission, but it might not even be a combat mission. And that's their goal. So it's one of those issues that has a lot of details in it, but writing on it and getting involved with it, I can just tell you that the idea that just spending money on defense, President Trump talks about rebuilding the military. Now, with him in charge of the military, there was a different mindset about how he did things. But I can tell you, he did not rebuild military during his timing. They still continue to do the same wasteful and fraudulent programs. We still have the same problems, the social problems, like putting women in combat. That does not help our military.
Well, there were a lot of problems under Trump with people that should have been supporting him better and accomplishing what he wanted.
Well, there still is, and there was, a lot of people in the military who had decided that being woke and politically correct was the way to advance their military career. And those people were there during Trump's time, and they're still there now, big time. I mean, I will say this.
And they're going to be there for a long time.
I will say this, and it's a very sad thing to say, but if I, you know, was a parent and had a kid thinking about going to the military, I would say, hey, you are putting your child into an environment were under the color of authority with no way to escape. It's not going to college, that they will be indoctrinating you on some of the woke stuff. They're doing that at West Point. They're doing it at the military academies, the DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion agendas there. There's funding, diversity, equity. There's places where you go where they'll have schools for the children of service people. Those schools are just labs for the DEI propaganda. So our military right now, by the way, is, I would hate to see us have to fight Russia. I'm just telling you this.
Or China. I'll bet those countries are just delighted that our military is in the state it is and delighted with the current commander-in-chief that we have.
Well, China, yeah. China is our number one opponent. And this whole business with this focus, these hundreds of billions of dollars, and taking our eye off China for Ukraine, for goals that I don't think are legitimate.
For all we know, China might have forced Biden to do that. One thing's clear, he will do whatever they tell him to do. They've got the goods on him.
Yeah, the whole Ukraine thing's fairly complex. We still have those in the foreign policy establishment. They're still are fighting the Cold War. So that's part of the thing. You know, Russia is equated to the Soviet Union. But then there's some other things. Russia, I'm going to say some things. For example, Russia has completely resisted the DEI agenda. They have resisted the trans stuff. They laugh. We had commercials for advertising for our military where they showed a trans soldier dressed in drag, one thing, and then the shoulder uniform. And the Russians are laughing at this. Their soldiers are out there kicking butt. That's how they advertise to recruit. You're going to be a tough guy that can actually fight. And we're doing trans commercials. So all I can say is that our military, both from a procurement perspective and moral discipline and the kind of people we're bringing in, for example, right now, we've decided we're going to pay for all the trans surgeries for military personnel and all their hormone treatments. So
it's just astonishing. We are living in the age of stupidity.
And then when they get out of the military 20 years from now, if they survive that long, okay, then there's going to be all the medical problems that came out of that because we have not tested the long-term impact of these surgeries and these drugs on people.
Right.
And guess who will be responsible for that?
We will.
The taxpayers will be responsible.
Because then the VA will have to fix that somehow.
So I say this with confidence. Right now, there's no country in the world that gets less value for their tax dollar than we do for the U.S. military. We spend as much as the 9 other countries combined, China, Russia, all the other, we spend more than they do combined, and we're not getting the value. When we buy a ship that has a certain capability, we pay 2 to 3 times as much for that ship as China pays. Israel has the R6 ship. It's a frigate, 2,000 tons, cost $600 million. We had our littoral combat ships that cost $600 to $800 million. They basically had 1/2 to 1/3 the combat capability of that ship. So we're just spending vast amount of monies to get very little.
Now, you know what really gives me pause, Mike, is when we look at these Trump poll numbers and we look at our current commander-in-chief, Joe Biden, and we look at countries like Russia and China, I'm just wondering if they aren't saying we've got until before November to attack the United States. I mean, it's kind of a scary thought, but it really gives me pause.
I'm 99% certain that a Russian won't be doing that. Russia does not want to attack the United States. Russia doesn't want to attack NATO.
Well, China would rather buy the United States than militarily conquer us. But I'm just saying, they could do that.
Well, there's some things they could
do. You've got to assume that they've at least thought about it.
Well, they're doing some things, obviously, to get away. But, you know, when Biden came in, they had created a special initiative to root out Chinese espionage under Trump. The first thing Biden gets in there is he cancels that.
Yeah.
Okay. But in the meantime, you know,
because the premier of China probably sat him down and said, you just sit down and shut up and I'll tell you what you're going to do.
Well, his family got $8 million from China. $8 million.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that there's some blackmailable stuff there as well. So yes, I don't feel confident.
Okay, you know, well, Mike, always interesting and always provocative. And we'll look forward. Maybe we'll have you on again next month if you can make it.
Well, Bob, thank you for having me on. And I'm sure love to be on.
Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.